So today, with the instructions, we're going to review and expand a bit on what we've been doing so far as we practice today. So far in the formal instructions, we've talked about using the breath or some kind of home base that you can always return to, and also opening up to include sensations and sounds as part of the meditation field. And I just want to say a few words about including emotions as they arise, and thoughts, the thought process itself, also part of the field of awareness. When emotions come, just seeing they're part of being human, and they are fine and important objects of the meditation. And the thing to keep in mind when there's strong feelings that arise is that it's so easy to get caught up in the story, the content of the emotion, rather than exploring that human experience of feeling whatever is being activated. So if there's a particular situation that the mind is getting caught in, work or relationship or some situation that's arisen in your life, and it activates an emotion, whether it's anger or worry or fear or wanting, rather than getting caught up in the story, whatever emotion has arisen is an old companion that has been with you since you were young enough to know emotions, and probably even before, when you were a little baby and somebody wasn't giving you what you wanted, that feeling of want and frustration was right there. Or when something happened to you and you had a tantrum and there was anger, this has been with you since the beginning. It's part of being human. And so whatever it is that might be activating that feeling right now, you can see as giving you an opportunity to feel this very human feeling from a kind and wise perspective, where you simply recognize whatever it is that you're feeling. Oh, this is anger. And you allow it to be here instead of trying to get rid of it, as a chance to become familiar in a wiser way. And you investigate or bring an interest to this experience, how it's felt in the body or in the mind without the story. And you don't take it personally, rather than having some judgment for it being here, to simply know that, as I said, this is part of being human. And that process can be remembered in the acronym RAIN, to recognize, allow, investigate and not non-identify or not take it personally. Rain, R-A-I-N. Basically, what that means is just letting yourself feel what you're feeling. Just for a little while, if it seems like a lot to open up to, you just touch it for a manageable period of time. For the next minute, let's feel this. Let me feel this feeling, this old companion. You might find that when you're interested and curious about it, without trying to change it, you find a new relationship. So it's not the enemy, but just part of being human, being who you are. And you also might find that underneath one feeling is perhaps a whole constellation of feelings. Maybe underneath the anger is sadness, or hurt, or fear, which then might change to curiosity or compassion. So the emotions aren't quite as solid and getting stuck in them as we often do. So I just invite you, when feelings arise, to let yourself explore in this way. When it gets to be too much, you can always come back and just know that you're sitting here, or open to sounds, or open your eyes if it's really a lot. Or use that self-compassion practice, just holding yourself, putting a hand on the heart, without trying to fix or change anything, but bringing a very kind, compassionate awareness that says, oh yes, this too, it's okay. And when there's judgment or other kinds of thoughts in the mind or the heart, remember, as I was talking about last night, to notice it with great kindness. If you found that hand on your cheek or some way that you can notice that habit of mind with great kindness, a compassionate recognition, oh, and here's judging, it's okay. This judging. That can be helpful. So if you use the mental noting, the tone that you name things is the key. And otherwise, if it's just thoughts arising, as soon as you become aware that thinking has happened, no judgment at all. It's just what minds do. And simply to notice or note, oh, thinking, just like hearing or breathing in, breathing out. Often when you notice that thoughts are here and you're aware of the process of thinking rather than the content of the thoughts dissolve because you're not feeding them. That's fine. You can see how empty they are. Just mental formations, mental fabrications that have no reality other than what you give them. So with all of this, it's basically to say that nothing needs to be excluded from the meditation. Whether it's the breath or sensations or sounds or images, or emotions, feelings, or the thought process itself. even including the awareness that knows it all, just part of this flow of life as it moves through you. If things are complicated or confusing, or too much is happening, then you can always just come back and know that you're sitting here breathing. Otherwise, you can just notice whatever is here right now that's calling your attention and be with it in this non-judging, relaxed awareness. If all of this seems like a lot to remember, it actually all comes down to noticing what's happening right now. Letting your experience be just as it is, unless some change is needed to find more stability. If there's a struggle, what do I need to come back to a sense of balance? Noticing what's happening now, letting it be how it is, and opening to it with a very kind, interested, relaxed awareness. One moment